Blog Talk Radio.
You see, I got something to say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. The I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the I Got Something to Say. It's the I Got Something to Say show. It's the craziest thing to say,
but you really caught him out in the game.
Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes Dee Slate, with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move, Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with DK, turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
Good evening, U.S. of A. in all of our international borders, and particularly Virginia Beach, Virginia. Holla if you hear me, Hampton Roads, the 757. Welcome, welcome to another wonderful evening of the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, but Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K, the 2K stands for kind of cute. I see you winking. Yes, we're going to have a wonderful show for you this evening. We have Dee Slate, the CEO of the Dee Hour Show Radio Network in the building, and my executive producer. What's going on, Dee Slate?
Hey, hey, what's going on? The I Got Something to Say show broadcasting once again on this lovely Monday night, Manic Monday, if you will. And I'm here. Glad to be here, having fun, and just can't wait to give you guys some great shows.
Absolutely. And then we also have our other co-host in the building. We have Mr. CK in the building. How are you this evening?
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm doing great. Looking forward to tonight. It's a very, very uplifting and touching night, so let's get on with it.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for always tuning in each and every Monday here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. We are, I guess, maybe a couple of days shy of our one-year anniversary, and I'm ecstatic about that. You know, so definitely we want you to be a part of our lives and enjoy what we do as much as we enjoy doing it for you as our audience and as our family. Tonight, today, February the 11th, 2013, marks one-year anniversary since we lost a pearl in the sky, an epic entertainer, our diva, our New Jersey girl, our very own Whitney Elizabeth Houston, passed away 1 year from today at the age of 48. What are you all thinking about that before we get into the listing of what else we got coming on for the show? Dee Slate. And CK, your thoughts?
I mean, I think that you know, it's definitely you know, again, it's a huge loss. She was she was incredibly talented, and you know, she made huge waves and strides in music. And she's definitely going to be missed. Her music is going to be missed, but we're going to keep, you know, listening to her music and remembering her and the great things that she's done and the way she's made a lot of people feel listening to her music. And, you know, and it's just going to, I think it's going to be wonderful to remember her.
Absolutely. What are your thoughts, CK?
it's really hard to give such a feedback because of the fact that when we heard the news, it was just like, I couldn't believe it. It was like reliving the announcement of Michael Jackson passing, and to know that she's no longer with us is like, for me, it's like an emptiness in music because of the fact that Whitney Houston has such a big impact on music history, such as MJ. But, you know, for the ladies out here and who are the upcoming singers of today, she's left behind a great legacy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's just a very brief introduction and reflections as it relates to the very late, great Whitney Elizabeth Houston. Once again, marks the one-year anniversary since her death. Tonight we got a fabulous show, no pun intended, wonderful show for you all this evening. We have a new segment entitled The Fabulous News, taking place at the Say Something News. We also have Poetics Picks. We have It's Your Birthday with CK, our famous birthdays, which, by the way, happy birthday, Brandy, and happy birthday, Kelly Rowland. So we're going to celebrate the life of Whitney. We're going to celebrate our diva, Brandy, and we're going to celebrate Kelly Rowland as well. We're going to have also the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, which all of the selections this evening are attributed to our very, very diva queen, Whitney Houston. Of course, we got the quote of the day, Make You Move Monday. Instead of Ghetto Gourmet, we have a new little segment that will be talking about black music moments, and that will be provided by yours, of course, Mr. D. Slate. Then we have the Graffiti Street Bridge, and then we have, last but certainly not least, our newest segment, which is Barcode Love Note. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show. If you want to be a part of the show and give us your remarks or inflections or reflections, you can dial us in at 718-766-4553. That number, once again, it's 718-766-4553. And if you're tuning in by way of our course, you know, the internet lines, www.blogtalkradio.com/D Our Show, D as in David, or D as in D Slate, as we will. We're going to keep this thing moving like you all, if you can hear me, and radio line, clap twice. If you can hear me, radio line, give me a 2 claps on that one. Yes, yes, of course. It is 7 minutes after the hour right now, and we're going to go ahead and get into our first fabulous news for the evening. It's just so much that's going on in the world right now. What I would like to do, basically, with that being said, I want to touch on the Grammy Awards last night, and also kind of like some feedback on that, and, you know, also we have a couple other awards going on. So February is a very, very busy month. Nonetheless, it is also Black History Month. Black History is 365, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be confused. It's not just the month of February. We live, we are, we're present, we lost, we are Black History. So we need to keep that in our mental forefront, if you will. That's right. And our producer and our CEO was very adamant about that. So this is our homage for Black History. Also, we have President's Day coming up next week, our POTUS for a second term, the 45th President of these United States, President Barack Hussein Obama. So definitely recognize your presidents, El Presidente's POTUS. You can just say the leader, commander-in-chief. And then we have Valentine's Day, which is coming up on Thursday. I am boycotting. Sound like Madea. I am boycotting Valentine's Day because I have no boo, but that's okay. I love me, so I'm comfortable in my own skin. Yes, the fullness and all, I am comfortable. So, with that being said, I'm just going to touch bases, you know, throughout the show, little tidbits here and there as it relates to news and some interesting facts and things of that nature. So I just want to get your feedback on the Grammy Awards, the short and sweet end of it, because, again, we'll touch on some things throughout the show. So let's start with you, CK. Did you have the opportunity to tune in to the Grammy Awards, the 55th Grammy Awards last night? Hello? CK?
I'm here. Sorry.
That's okay. We're going to move on. Okay. That was a long pause.
I'm sorry. I was going to say that I didn't get to catch the Grammys last night, so.
Okay. All right. Well, D. Slate, were you able to catch any of the Grammys last night?
I didn't get a chance to see all of it. I mean, I saw little bits and pieces here and there, but there were some things that I did see it and also heard about. I heard about the whole situation of Frank Ocean getting the Grammy Award, and the fact that him and Chris Brown were in the same category, so that when he was coming up to pick up his award, everybody stood up and was clapping for him, with the exception of Chris Brown. He stayed sitting, and he just kind of clapped a little bit and stayed sitting down while everybody else was standing up, as well as Taylor Swift, when she did her performance. I know everybody knew she was dating Harry from One Direction, but, they broke up. But the fact that she made a little comment, you know, before a performance, before the Never Never, you know, We're Never Going to Be Get Together song, before she did that, she did a little British accent like his.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was saying, she said something to the effect of, talking like, whoever this person was, everybody is assuming it was him. I still love you. And then she made the comment of, that's cool, but I got this performance, to do at the Grammys or whatever, and we're never getting back together or something like that. So,
right.
I heard about that that little situation, and I definitely got something to say about that. Even the Chris Brown situation as well, but I saw that LL Cool J did very well, and everybody liked the Grammys, and there was a lot of really bad outfits, and there were a lot of really good outfits. Some people thought that there was a lot of people that they couldn't believe how some of the people were dressed, some of the stars
right.
were dressed at the Grammys. Some people felt like some of the stars were dressed like they had their play clothes on, and they were just about to order some pizza and just chill out the house and watch TV.
Correct. Everyone has their own style and entitled pretty much to being able to express themselves accordingly. Some of the highlights for me for the Grammy Awards, I'm very much so in tune to the industry and, how things go in terms of election of the various songs and the categories. And I just want to say that when they did In Memorandum, they negated to maybe it's something that I missed because I was so in bliss with Sting's performance, Rihanna, the two Marley Boys in tribute to, and also my guy who does Bruno Mars. That performance was stellar. I mean, it was definitely epic, and they really did justice to the late, great Bob Marley. As an Aquarius and as a West Indian lady myself, definitely I was in job bliss, so that blew me away. Elton John, he did a stellar performance. He always does a wonderful job. The Brits are coming. Adele, she looks stunning. She's expecting. She did justice. Let me get back to the In Memorandum. When they did that, I didn't see it, but they negated to include Don Cornelius. They didn't mention Whitney Houston, and they didn't mention Etta James. So I was just a little taken aback by that. Everyone seems to have been mentioned. Maybe they were going to do something special, or maybe, they were probably told or prompted because they were going to do a different special today, but I really just think that was just a little injustice. Jay-Z made a comment about one of the artists' hat about it being maybe he got it from the swap meet or something like that. And I'm like, that was kind of undignified, you know, because the fact of the matter, I know he's a very loquacious man and he articulates very well and he's a man of very poise. So with that being said, overall, I would give it a 9, you know, versus a 10, perfect 10 because of those little things. And Frank Ocean, last but not least, you know, he was basically doing something as a tribute to Forrest Gump. Totally went over my head. I didn't get that one. There was a long pause in between. And nonetheless, Chris Brown is a friend of mine, a personal friend of mine. So I'm no longer a further comment as it relates to his little innuendos and discomforts with other people. So, again, this is the Fab Fabulous News, and we're going to keep things moving at this time. What I would like to do is kind of reverse. I would like to go ahead and get into our first musical break, if possible, to do the song tribute. And then when we come back, we will be doing the Black Kids and Her Story tribute to Whitney Houston, just talking a little bit about her life and move from there. Does that sound all right with you at all?
Absolutely.
Okay. I appreciate it. CK, are you in the building tonight, or what's going on with you, fella?
I'm here. I'm listening in. I'm just really in the mood right now, so about to kick it off, though.
All right, sounds like a plan. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous, D Slate, CK, we're going to get into our first musical break. Right now, we're going to bring to you I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston. Even though you're gone, you're never forgotten. The time is now 9:16. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
This GB, that stand for girl breath. And I'm one of the regular personalities on the I Got Something to Say radio show. Let's go.
We're back. We're back live, 9:21, 21 minutes after the hour, and we are just coming back out of the very lovely, the very comparable, the late, great Whitney Elizabeth Houston, one-year anniversary since her passing last year, around this time, one day, 1 year, 48 years of age, we lost a legendary icon. So, Whitney, we will always love you. Rest in paradise. Let's go ahead and get into the Black history and her story. Tribute to Whitney Houston. Whitney Elizabeth Houston, August 9th, 1963, February 11th, 2012 is when she transitioned, was an American recording artist, actress, producer, and model. In 2009, the Genesis Book of Records cited her, the Genesis Book of Records, rather, cited her as the most awarded female act of all times. Houston was one of the world's best-selling musical artists and has sold over 2 million records worldwide. She released 6 studio albums, 1 holiday album, 3 movie soundtrack albums, and all have which made diamond, multi-platinum, or gold certification. Houston's crossover appealed to not only just the urban demographic, but popular music charts as well. And her prominence on MTV, starting with her video for How Will I Know, influenced several African-American female artists to follow within her footsteps. Houston is the only artist to chart 7 consecutive number one Billboard Hot 100 hits. She is the second artist behind Elton John and the only female artist that had 2 number one Billboard 200 album awards. Wow, you go, Whitney.
Wow.
Whitney Houston, yes, won 3 Grammy Awards for the album in 1994, including the 2 Academy High Honors, Album of the Year and Record of the Year. In addition, she won a record of 8 American Music Awards. That year's ceremony included the Award of Merit. In conclusion, she is definitely an entertainer. She's a mother, even though she is not longer with us in the physical being. You know, she's a sister. She's all these things. And most importantly, we will always love you. I'm every woman. You are one of the best women who have definitely done it. And Whitney, we will definitely love you and we miss you. She was born in New Jersey. And also she passed away in Beverly Hills, California last year. As stated, her genres, R&B, pop, soul, dance, gospel, occupations include singer, actress, model, film producer, record producer, songwriter, instruments, vocal, and piano. Her active years, 1977, 2012, previous labels, Arista and RCA. And her associations, her mother, Sissy Houston, Dionne Warwick, her godmother. Dionne Warwick is her cousin. Aretha Franklin was her godmother. Mariah Carey, Jermaine Jackson, and, of course, her late husband, Bobby Brown of New Edition. So, Whitney Houston, if you want more information about our Black History, Her Story tribute, this information was provided by Wikipedia, the abbreviated version, but also you can go on to WhitneyHouston.com. WhitneyHouston.com. We will always love you, Whitney. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show, 25 minutes after the hour. We are still going live and well. What we would like to do at this time is bring you the poetics picks, and when we come back, we will prepare ourselves for the quote of the day with CK. So, in tribute to Brandy's birthday, we're going to put it down. And also, as a tribute to Kelly Rowland's birthday, we're going to tell you no, 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 no. Yes, 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 yes. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Yes, Ms. Fabulous. Yes, D. Slate. Yes, CK are in the building. 26 minutes after the hour. Let's go. Poetics picks.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
Can't you put it down right, like the way I want it? Play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
Maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
Maybe we can fall in love.
Ooh, you're talking is so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak,
just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star. And still I'm letting you know, I got the sweetest heart. From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
You can fall in love. I'ma put it down.
You
can
fall in love.
Maybe we could fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 from it, 'cause I'm still beefing up. Yeah, and still I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart. Even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work hard.
And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Put it down, you can fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you can fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
Girl, you know, with all this money and all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her, girl, she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning, all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
I'ma put it down, you can fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, put it, put it, if you put it, put it.
Every time you need me, you give me signs. But when I ask you what's the deal, you hold on.
real. Tell me what's going on, tell me how you feel. Boy, I know you want me just as much as I want you. So come and get my love, all here for you.
fabulous, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone. And when I'm not chilling here with my people at Media Cartel in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I'm on the I Got Something to Say radio show.
We're back, back live, the I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, the Hour Show Radio Network. 39 minutes after the hour, we're just coming back out of Poetic's Picks. Yes, indeed, we had Put It Down by Brandy. Happy birthday, Brandy. And then we also had
Happy
No
birthday.
No No by, yes, by Destiny's Churn, or Children, or Child. Happy
Churn.
Birthday. Yes, Kelly Rowland. Yes. And then I threw in a bonus tonight because we're honoring the life and celebration of the late, great Whitney Houston. That was Heartbreak Hotel with Whitney Houston, as well as one of the R&B divas, Faith Evans, and one member of Sigma Gamma Rho. I'm talking about Kelly Price in the building. Yours truly that is speaking. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous. We got the CEO of the Hour Show Radio Network in the building, executive producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show. D. Slate is in the building. What's going on, D. Slate?
Hey. What's happening?
Hey, Raj, who else? Rerun, D, and who did I forget? Dwayne. How can I forget
Dwayne? What's happening?
Right. And we also have CK in the building. What's going on, CK?
Nothing much. I was bobbing to that Heartbreak Hotel, you know, and then before that I was trying my best not to say no when I wanted to say yes, so, you know. It's on. It was like a party, a summer block party over here. So that's what's up.
I didn't say no or yes. I just said maybe.
Wow. Well, you know, last night also we're talking about, if you're just tuning in to the D Hour Show Radio Network, which is the I Got Something to Say radio show and Blog Talk Radio, it was an invasion of the Brits last night on the Grammys, the 55th anniversary of the Grammy Awards. We had, yes, Adele, we had Sir Elton John, and we had quite a bit of people, also quite a bit other groups that won. I like that song a lot, Babel. That was a really nice song. We also had the very, very sexy Sting. I wanted to, Rodson, you don't have to turn the red light. That is a sexy Brit man. Oh, my gosh. And my newest crush that came back. Can you say JT, Justin Timberlake? Whoa, he could grab all the boobies he want over here. Good gracious. Love some Justin Timberlake. And I'm telling you, Prince Kimi. No. Cry the whole freaking ocean. Not Frank Ocean, because I don't know what in the world Frank was doing with his little headband on and running to Forrest and singing with his little yellow pants moving. The half of his body was moving. The rest of it wasn't moving. That was a very, how can I put this eloquently, very awkward moment. He was off key a little. I'm not really sure what was going on. It was supposed to have been a satire or a spoof. But I'm very comedic, and I EYEI didn't get it at all. But Prince made an appearance, and he presented the award. And the song that won the award, the two artists, one just went on to saying, this man is responsible. This man, I'm like, okay, I know he goes by a symbol, but his name is Prince. So then the young lady, the other artist, said, thank you, Prince. So I'm like, yes, yeah, she's go at. Yes. So with that being said, just some remarkable people. Virginia was in the building last night. Yes, Virginia's for liars. I meant lovers. It's for haters. I meant lovers. Virginia 757 was in the building. Pharrell Williams, who was my homeboy. What's up, Pharrell? That's my homeboy right there. Chris Brown, my homeboy, was in the building. Sit beside Riri. Stop hating. Stop taking pictures. Stop talking about it. It is what it is, so let it be. Okay? Like the Beatles say, let it be. Let's let it be. Beyonce and Jay-Z was in the building last night. V looking very stunning, and Ellen DeGeneres with her crazy self dancing to all of the songs, bobbing the head. I just freaking love Ellen. And no pun intended, no homo. You know, I just love her style. Okay, let's clarify that. All right. You all okay? Y'all seem to be kind of quiet. Y'all all right? I can't deal with this. I need some noise. I need some activity. I need some movement. I need some excitement. This is Motivation Monday. CK, D-Slate, what's going on? Y'all need to wake up. Get some coffee. Get your life something. What's going on? Y'all are dragging you. What's going on?
I'm alive inside.
I'm glad about that, brother. I'm so glad. What's going on, CK? Get your life. Come on now.
I'm doing the same thing. I'm alive inside, too. Yeah. Yeah. What he said.
No.
Exactly. Good gracious alive. Yes, we thank you all each and every Tuesday. Look, I'm all mixed up. Today's Monday. Wah, wah. The day before Tuesday. It is Magical Music Monday. That's right. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. Miss Fabulous in the building. CK in the building. D-Slate in the building. What were you saying, D-Slate?
I said, is it Panic Monday or is it Manic Monday?
No, it's Marvelous Monday, and it is musically, magically motivating Monday for me. Never manic for me, ever, 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 ever getting back together
never,
again
ever, ever
for being
getting
manic.
Back together.
Never.
Why not?
Because life is too good to be miserable, too blessed to be stressed, so never, ever, ever expect anything less than the best. What? 8 bars, son, what? Exactly. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. We're going to keep talking about little tidbits from the Grammys last night. If you have some commentary or comments, of course, you can hit us up on social media. We're also on Facebook. We have our own page, the Hour Show Radio Network, the I Got Something to Say radio show page. We also got Twitter. We got what now?
No doubt.
Yes, we also have Twitter as well. So we're going to keep it moving like you all. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to present to you the quote of the day by CK. Take it away.
Thank you very much, madam. Thank you, thank you. The quote of the day goes as this: loneliness comes with life. I'm going to repeat it before I tell you who quoted it. Loneliness comes with life. And this was quoted by the late, great Whitney Houston.
All right.
Part of our tribute today.
All right. Yay, we love it. And we love you, Whitney. Yes, and we love you, CK, and we love you, D-Slate, and we love all of our listening audience, almost one. Yes, a couple of days shy of 1 year we've been doing this. And tonight is all about the very beautiful, late, great Whitney Elizabeth Houston. We love her. We will always love her. That was an excellent quote, CK. We thank you on that for today. We do. We do. We do. Well, we're going to keep things moving. Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, in the month of February, we have American Heart Month, Black History Month, Canned Food Month, Creative Romance Month. It is also International Flirting Month. Today is the 11th, yes. Now, check this out on today. It is Clean Out Your Computer Day. It is Don't Cry Over Spilt Milk Day. That needs to be like a national anthem. Nothing could ever be that bad that you walk around moping and not even being yourself because life is too grand. If you got breath in your air, if you got air in your breath, if you are able to move your limbs, you should never cry over spilled milk. And that's what today is. Make a friend day, white T-shirt day. That's really interesting right there. Definitely interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep it moving as promised. It is 48 minutes after the hour. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. And right now, I would like to do D-Slate and CK, I would like to go ahead and if we can get into the moment and Black history music. And then after that, we're going to get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, a tribute to Whitney Houston. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Moments in Black History, or should I say Moments in Black History Music, D-Slate.
Well, I have 2 points tonight for Moments in Black History Music. This is your host, D-Slate. The brother with knowledge. Brother with knowledge. Tonight, one of our moments in Black history, music, if you will, is coming from the incredible person that we're talking about tonight. One of our points, Whitney Houston, one of the most incredible singing sensations in music history. She went down in history singing the national anthem in 1991 at Super Bowl 25, one of the most unforgettable singing of the national anthem by any artist in history. In 1991, when Miss Whitney Houston sang the national anthem for the Super Bowl, where the Giants were facing the Buffalo Bills that year, and it went down in history as one of the greatest renditions of our national anthem. Another point that we'll talk about in music history, and I think PJ may just like this. She may just appreciate this, and appreciate what we're talking about.
Tell me in my good ear.
Huh?
Tell me in my good ear.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you in your good ear.
Mm-hmm.
This actually happened in 1983. It was historic. The Motown 25 celebration.
Yes.
And it was aired on television. And this was the event where Michael Jackson had came together with his brothers after a long period of time to perform with them and perform together, and the crowd went crazy because we all remember the Jackson 5 and we remember how incredible they are. And then, Michael Jackson went solo. He had his incredible solo career, and people longed to see the Jacksons back together again, and they surprised the audience and the fans all over the world when they watched Motown 25 and saw the Jackson brothers come together to do some of their most incredible songs. And then Michael Jackson went down in history when he started to perform some of his singles, some of his solo hits from the Thriller album. And Michael Jackson performed the hit song Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm.
And when he performed Billie Jean, he broke out the signature hat, and one of the most signature and historical dances that will ever go down in history, the moonwalk.
Mm-hmm. I remember
Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson introduced the moonwalk on Motown 25 and had all the fans and had the audience and everybody amazed and in a daze because we couldn't believe what he was doing. We couldn't believe how talented this young brother was. And it was so amazing, and he just wowed all the fans and all the audience who was watching that day. And, at first we didn't really know what we were looking at. We were just like, wow, what is he doing? But it was so incredible, and it went down in music history. Motown 25 in 1983, when the Jacksons got back together again, and Michael debuted one of the most historical dances and performances in music history. This is your brother, D-Slate, giving you Black history moments in music once again.
Thank you so much.
Back to you, PJ.
Thank you so, so very much. And I remember that like it was yesterday. Even though that was 30 years ago, I was 10, and I totally, totally thugged it, because I was in front of the television, and, you know, we had cable television with the rabbit ears and the floor model, and I had my doll, and I was just dancing and screaming and yelling, and my sisters and I was just going ham, if such a word, 30 years ago. And Whitney Houston did the...
I mean, I agree with you. I got to say, I got the chills, especially with the Michael Jackson, with the Motown deal when the brothers got together. But when Mike started performing and he did that, and he did the moonwalk, that just blew me away.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And yeah. I also remember when Whitney Houston did the Super Bowl. I was in high school. That was my last year. I was a graduating senior. And that was a very, very momentous time. I mean, everyone tuned into that. They stopped whatever they were doing just to hear a voice of an angel. So rest in paradise to both Michael Joseph Jackson and to Whitney Elizabeth Houston, which both were friends, and they will be friends in the before life and after life, and I terribly miss them both. But yet their music lives on, and I appreciate that. Those moments in Black history, very, very appropriate given the fact today it's 1 year since the passing of Whitney Houston. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to hear from you. If you have some reflections or want to make commentary or just give us or hang out with us for a little bit, we always applaud that. We always love for that to occur. So 718-766-4553. That number, once again, is 718-766-4553. Or you can hit us up in the chat room, social media network sites, Facebook, Twitter, all these different words I'm making up. You can tweet us on Twitter or Facebook. Yes, or Instagram. So either or, we definitely invite you to be a part of what we're doing. We're going to get into the next segment. We're going to take our next musical break. It is 55 minutes after the hour, 9:55 Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to get into the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown. As a tribute to Whitney Houston, we're going to go ahead and kick it off right now. Don't you go nowhere. Stay where you are and hit us up and be a part of the show. We love you. It is Miss Fabulous D. Slate and CK in the building. It's the I Got Something to Say radio show. The D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, 9:56, 56 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
I'm Queen of Hearts, and I'm kicking up my stiletto on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown. Go ahead, get your stiletto and get down. Number 4.
You can
number 3. Number 2.
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
We are back live 16 minutes after the hour. 16 minutes after the hour, if you're just tuning in, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show on the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio. Once again, welcome. We are just coming back out of the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown, and we were celebrating the life, and we're going to continue to do so, of the late, great Whitney Houston. We kicked in number four with I'm Your Baby Tonight. Number three kicked in with I Want to Dance with Somebody. Number two spot belongs to It's Not Right, But It's Okay. I know that's right. And the number one spot for tonight on the Stiletto Diva Throwdown Countdown is I'm Every Woman. All of those songs were performed by the late, great Whitney Houston. Definitely, we will always remember her and always love her, and we miss her greatly. I'm yours truly, Poetic Justice, P-O-E-T-I-K-K. The 2K stands for kind of cute. This is the eve of Valentine's Day. And I'm also joined with some very handsome Debonair brothers. CK is in the building. D Slate is in the building. You gentlemen in the building, y'all doing all right? Y'all hanging ten?
Absolutely in the building. I just want everybody to know if you spill milk, just pour some cereal on the floor. I'm in the building.
Wow. Okay, exactly. And if you want to tune in, do we have any people listening by chat room on this evening? Do we have any chat room rumors?
No chat room rumors. As of now, you know, people are probably just, you know, too afraid to show themselves. They're definitely listening, but they're probably just too afraid to show themselves. It's okay, people. It is really okay.
That's right. That's right, but it's okay. Of course, I can't do it like the great, 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 late, great Whitney Houston. But, you know, I do a little something-something, yes, in my throat, of course. But I'm going to tell you who was doing a little something-something last night, and that is Miguel. OMG. That is a singing brother. OMG. He's a singing brother. Yes, I like Miguel. He actually racked up an award or so last night as well. The song of the year went to, I want to say, We Are Young. I like that group. Fun. Have you heard of that group, gentlemen? Fun?
Yes. I've heard of Fun. I've heard of Exciting. It's the other group, too. I've heard of Chillin' too.
No, D Slate, this is an actual group. It's F U N.
Oh, okay.
Right. Gonna set this place on fire. Wanna go higher. That song. You know what I'm talking about? We are. You know what I'm talking about? We are young.
Yeah, okay. Fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah, that's
kind of
fun.
Right. Well, we're going to keep it moving in the eve of Valentine's Day. Once again, we're having a great time on your radio. It's the I-E-Y-E. We see you, right? E-Y-E, we see you. We have vision. Got it? Black History Month. 365, but observed in the month of February. We're going to get into our Ghetto Gourmet. Got a couple of minutes to spend on that. Hopefully he has a Valentine's Day recipe for us. And after we come out of the Ghetto Gourmet Valentine's Day recipe for Thursday for you lovers in bliss, you know, I'm chilling because I love myself. I'm comfortable without the rest. I'm a diva, of course, that is. I am the Valentine Day Blizz. The cornball. But anyways, after we come out the ghetto gourmet, we're going to get into our next musical break, which is Make You Move Monday. Got a couple of hits for you. When we come back after that, we'll be getting into your birthdays with CK. So without further ado, I'm going to glide to the side and pass the MIC to no other than D Slate for the ghetto gourmet Valentine's Day recipe. Take it away.
Well, 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 he's in the building once again. Ghetto Gourmet got you right here. Oh, it's the Ghetto Gourmet Valentine's Special. Yeah, Ghetto Gourmet Valentine's Special. Look here. This is what we got on this wonderful evening for the Ghetto Gourmet. Now, look, I know you're saying, these slaves. What can I come up with for Valentine's Day for my lady? What can I come up, or what can I come up with for Valentine's Day for my man? Well, let's see. What does D Slate have? All right, here we go. A little something I like to call the sandwich. Now, understand, for some specific reason, when couples are lovey-dovey and being intimate on Valentine's Day, for some reason, they always want a sandwich. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why. It's written in the stars. It's in the books. And you're saying, D-Slate, what book is you talking about? The book is called Love and Bread. I don't know why it's called that. I don't understand it myself, but it's nothing but sandwiches that you can make after intimacy. Now, I just want to say this. It's so many different kinds you can make. It just really depends on the mood. For instance, okay, now if you're making up because you're angry with each other, boom, and you're making up, then that's where we have the fried bologna. Make sure you poke the holes out of it because it's steaming up and it's bubbling up in the skillet, and you better poke the holes of it before you end up having bologna on your ceiling sandwich. Now, what you do is that, you know, sometimes, you know, when you're frying bologna, it's going to bubble up on you. You take a fork, you puncture you a few holes in it. Okay, you get you some bread. Now, granted, some people might not have a toaster, but boom, you got a real big old toaster and you just didn't know it. It's called oven. All you got to do is take your bread and let it toast itself a little bit in the oven. You ain't got to worry about putting it on no pan or worry about putting it on no aluminum foil. No, because you might not have all that. You might not have time for that. Just put it on the little grates in the oven. Boom, let it get a little toasty. You pull it out without burning yourself, okay? That's what you need the Vaseline on the side for, just in case you may burn yourself. Now, all you got to do is you pull out, you know, your bread. You put your fried bologna on it, okay? Now, we always have some type of mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, salad dressing, you name it, in the refrigerator. So you use you a little Miracle Whip, a little salad dressing on them, get you some of that government cheese because you know you got plenty of it in the refrigerator, blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of it, okay? I'm talking about that cheese. For some reason, it takes 4 hours to grate. I don't know why. I really don't. But you get you some of that grated cheese. It's already grated because you're mad because it took you 5 hours to grate it because it's like, damn, this cheese must think I don't have time. You know, I just chilling, and I don't have nothing else to do but grate hard government cheese. But it's cool, though. Now, you get you some cheese, you sprinkle it over your bologna sandwich, on, you get your little mayonnaise. Now, you can drizzle a little hot sauce on it. That's if you like it spicy. You can drizzle a little hot sauce on it, okay, if you like it spicy. And then, boom, you get it together. Make sure you have the sandwiches sitting in there ready. Okay, so at after you have a wonderful night with your mate and they tend to say, man, I could just use a sandwich right now. Run to the kitchen, come back, make you can make it special, maybe have a little red bow or something on the side of the plate and say, boom, here you go. I was thinking about you, you know what I'm saying? Bam. Right. Happy Valentine's Day. Here's your lovely sandwich. Now, you're saying to yourself, you're thinking, what can I give him or her to drink? Oh, please. That's what the red Kool-Aid in the refrigerator was for. That's the reason why Dee Slay came up in your crib at night and sprinkled a little something special in your red Kool-Aid. I don't know, maybe Daddy's Hennessy, you know, a sprinkle of Grandpa's vodka or gin. I gotta put a little bit in your Kool-Aid, boom, because it's gonna help take the edge off. Because
that's right.
all you brothers out there that might be looking like, you know, Craig Mack or Biz, oh, boom, don't worry about that. All you gotta do with your gin in your red Kool-Aid, boom. Here you go. You take that tour, you say, here you go, take a little swig of that. Guess what?
Right.
You may have you another special night the day after Valentine's Day.
Absolutely.
Yellow Gourmet was thinking about that. Now, you're saying for a snack, what can I give her something sweet? Oh, man, please. Let me give you a nice little something you can hook her up with real quick. You got to get you some totes, okay? Toast it up real quick. Get you some bread. I know you got some old chocolate chips chilling in the refrigerator that ain't been used in weeks because you ain't had no dough to make no damn cookies. Now, get the chocolate chips, sprinkle it on your bread, sprinkle a little cinnamon on it because we always got cinnamon in the refrigerator. You ain't had no other use for it but chilling in the damn pantry. So sprinkle a little cinnamon on, sprinkle a little sugar, boom. Pop it in the oven real quick and let it get a little toasty. Bring it back and tell her, baby, here's a little treat I put together for you. I like to call it my boo-boo chippity boo-boo chips. Now, she going to say, where the hell you come up with that stupid name? Just say, I couldn't come up with nothing else that sounded sexy, so I just came up with that. Boom. And trust me, she's gonna appreciate you for your creativity. She may report you to the Illiteracy Foundation because, you know, she might be damn, you know, I don't think he know how to talk or enunciate words, but it's cool. Don't worry about all that. Don't just forget about all that. Now, you hook her up with that, you give her the red Kool-Aid hottie toddy and the fried bologna sandwich, I swear, you're going to have you a wonderful, marvelous week chilling with your lady, and if she ain't with all that, you may just be chilling by yourself. Boom, it's the Ghetto Gourmet just hooking you up with a little something right there for Valentine's Day. Boom, make sure you look out for the cookbook. Where it's at, I smell something cooking. Man, is that coming out of your house? You can damn sure yes it is. Cookbook coming to you real soon. Oh, man, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be the Ghetto-licious. PJ, I say back to you.
Thank you so very much for that, Ghetto Gourmet. We really appreciate that. The time is now 29 minutes after the hour. Just to give you a couple of the best black movies of all times, I got a couple of listings for you before we get into our next musical break. When we come back off the musical break, ladies and gentlemen, we will be getting into the It's Your Birthday with CK. But a couple of black movies of all time, we got A Raisin in the Sun, 1961, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, Carmen Jones, we got Ray, Remember the Titans, Hurricane, Coolie High, one of my all-time favorites, 1975. Yes, Shaft, Menace to Society, The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith, love that movie. Coming to America, shout out to Eddie Murphy, Friday, Ice Cube, Fresh, Imitation of Life, Hustle and Flow, A Kill in the Bee. Shout out to my young lady that's doing great things, Kiki Palmer. And also New Jack City to my homeboy, Chris Williams, Amistad. And that's just to give you a few, two of my all-time favorite romantic black movies my all-time favorite, too, would be Love and Basketball and Brown Sugar. So those are just a couple of movie titles. Maybe you can pick them up or kind of review during the month of February. Once again, Black History Month is not just delegated to one month. It is 365, set best by Tom Joyner. And just remember your heritage because, again, if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you've been, you certainly can't know where you're going. So that's just a little Black History movement to make you motivated. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice, a.k.a. Miss Fabulous, so fabulous, no pun intended. D Slate in the building, CK in the building. Let's get into this next musical break. Make Your Move Monday. It is the I Got Something to Say show, the Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, 31 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
Play this record as frequently as possible. Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Rhyme acapella, they had the rhythm and I had the rhyme. So then I hit it that one more time. It worked out and then they worked it in. Tony has done it again.
I feel all in my bones.
We're glad to dump our fears, our perilous gains together. In a shallow grave we flee, the same ruefulness in which we came, straight home to haunted rivalry. I am black, and black is beautiful. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. And we are just coming out of Make Your Move Monday. And you also heard a little bit from John Nay as well as Tony, It Feels Good, as well as an excerpt out of Modern African Poetry and The African by R.N. Ndinyu. Definitely celebrating Black History 365. Yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, CK are in the building. Don't go nowhere yet. We're just coming back. And we still got a little bit time on the clock. No flags on the play. We've been having a wonderful show this day. I'm rhyming in unison, right? And, you know, we thank you so very much. We can't say it enough, right, guys? That we appreciate their efforts and their support to the D Hour Show Radio Network. And we really appreciate Blog Talk Radio for allowing a platform for such great shows such as ours. So tune in to the D Hour Show Radio Network each and every day. We have something new and exciting and invigorating for your mind. One time for your mind. So as promised, ladies and gentlemen, the time is now, 41 minutes after the hour. So we're going to present to you, it's your birthday, go CK. Not his birthday, but he's going to present the birthdays. Birthdays with CK. How you living, CK? Let's go.
All right. Well, besides Brandon, who turned 34 today, and Kelly Rowland, who turned 32, our birthdays for today goes Taylor Lautner, who also starred as a Shark Boy in Shark Boy and Lava Girl, who grew up to be in Twilight New Moon, turns 21 today.
Mm.
Our friend star, Jennifer Aniston, is 44 years old today. Rock guitarist and singer Sheryl Crow turns 51 today. And a little known history fact, Sheryl Crow's big debut was when she toured with Michael Jackson in his first world tour, the Bad Tour, in the 1980s.
Mm.
She was the one that was singing. I Just Can't Stop Loving You with him on tour later. Was sung by Sinead Garrett, who originally recorded with the pop star.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Smokey and the Bandit star Burt Reynolds is 77 years old today.
Mm, you go, Burt. Wow.
Republican candidate that ran with John McCain in 2008, Sarah Palin, she's 49 years old today. Wow. Moving on. Tina Louise, we also know this woman as Ginger from Gilligan's Island. She is 79 years old today.
79, wow.
Yes.
And still on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everybody has left but her. But our fallen celebs who are no longer with us. Today is the birthday of Eva Gabor, sister Zsa Zsa Gabor from the TV series Green Acres. She was born on this day in 1919.
Hmm.
Leslie Nielsen, the comedic actor from Naked Gun and Airplane, was born on this day in 1926.
All right.
And every Halloween, we must remember his hit, Monster Mash, Bobby Boris Pickett, who was also born on this day in 1938. Max Baer, heavyweight boxer who fought with the greats, was born in 1909 this day. Let's see. We got probably got one more. Let me just double check. All right. And Sidney Sheldon, who was the author of more than 300 million books in print,
was born on this day in 1917. I believe that Sidney Sheldon was the one of the people who helped create I Dream of Jeannie.
Wow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right.
Okay. And those are our birthdays, celebrities' birthdays today. Back to you, PJ.
Thank you, CK. And also, we have a couple of more birthdays on tomorrow. Arsenio Hall, birthday is tomorrow. Woo, 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 woo. And also, Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers. I keep forgetting when I don't love anymore. Yes, his birthday tomorrow. Michael McDonald, yes. Also, on the 13th of February, we got Jerry Springer. Jerry. And then on the 14th, which is Valentine's Day, we have Gregory Hines, Michael Bloomberg, and Florence Henderson from the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. Absolutely. So thank you for that, CK. And it's the birthdays with CK. And we are also on your dial and in the radio and in your minds and on your computers. And we're going to keep this thing lively and vibrant thing, as, you know, our guy from Tribe Called Quest would say, yes, on the Q-tip. But we're going to keep it moving. It's 46 minutes after the hour, 10:46. We're going to go ahead and get into another musical break. And when we come back, we shall be wrapping things up. We're going to do like a little barcode love note. And in exchange for conversation, I'm going to do a poetry piece in contribution to Black History Month and Valentine's Day. So don't go nowhere. Keep it locked. Stay right here with yours truly, Miss Fabulous, D. Slate, and CK. We're going to get into the next segment and our last musical break for the evening, Graffiti Bridge Basement Countdown. It's the I Got Something to Say Radio Show, Blog Talk Radio, as well as the D. Hour Show Radio Network. 47 minutes after the hour. Let's go.
This is Poetic Justice, the hostess with the mostest, representing Boston.
This is
Boston.
Queen of Hearts. Let's go, New York. That's where I'm representing. And when I'm chilling in VA, you can catch me on the Graffiti Street Bridge Basement.
You know, this is Flex Man coming straight from the Caribbean. You know how it is.
Fucking beat.
can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, with mommy, I got the head. She in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. You can find me in the club. Bottle full of bug, with mommy, I got the head. She in the taking drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, get in the getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, nigga, nigga. I'm in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. See you, nigga.
If you really need a hug, Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip up a dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the tribe flies high like a dove.
the matter. It goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just very free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you so. I'd let you pretend to read me, and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze fact I despise. Don't even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, yeah, y'all is sinking. I tell all of you, like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Fucker, you miss. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precaution when choosing my mate. I do not touch. Till the third or fourth date, then maybe your kiss on the fifth or sixth time to meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, checking out. DJ K Rock in the place to be.
Go, 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 go
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back live. It is at the hour, 11 o'clock, ladies and gentlemen, Eastern Standard Time, 11 o'clock p.m. That was just coming out of the Graffiti Street Bridge basement. Try saying all of that with, you know, your little hot candies. But, you know, at the same time, number three came in at the club. Yes, go, it's your birthday. Happy birthday once again to Brandy and Kelly Rowland, yes. And then number two came in, can I kick it to all of my New Yorkers, to all of my people on top? Yes, you can. And that was Tribe Called Quest. And then the last one came into my homegirl, to all of the ciphers wearing stilettos, to all of my female MCs that paved the way. I'm talking about no other than MC Light. So that right there is dedicated to all of my people in the Northeast. I hope that you all are weathering the storm. I know the NYC had a lot of harsh weather. My hometown, Boston, you know, they never shut it down, but they shut the whole entire area down. And to all of my Cape Verdeans and Jamaicans, and you know how we do. We bundle up and keep it moving, but I hope that you all are keeping it moving safe. So prayer is extended to all of my family in the Northeast. We hope that once again that you're weathering the storm. And as promised, now we're just going into just a little bit overtime, but we're going to be closing out the show instantaneously. This is a new segment in which we discuss various issues and social topics as it relates to relationships. But tonight, in lieu of Valentine's Day, as well as Black History Month, I'm going to give you a little poem real quick, and then we're going to close out with our remarks, and then we're going to leave you with the lasting song by the late, great Whitney Houston. Yes, Saving All My Love for You. So without further ado, I'm going to bring you a poem from The Poetry of Soul. This is an old school book right here, entitled Love Bones. I am working all day like I'm doing time. The foreman says you got to do some overtime. Mr. Foreman, you got to tell me that I can't wait too long because I got to get home to my love bones. I know my baby's waiting because he is anticipating, and I got to get connected so our love can be perfected. Going home to get my love bones. Yes, I love you, said I do. Mr. Farman, please slow down this assembly line, because I think you better cut down all this overtime. Now, overtime is I need to get some money on, because it gives me the time to steal my what? Love bones. I know my baby's waiting, and he's anticipating, and I got to get connected where our love can be perfected. And you know I got to bring it out the best in me, because, oh, man, he's a fool for me. Mr. Foreman, as I said before, I think we better get in some type of compromise, because you keep me any longer and it won't be wise. Somebody's thinking of fooling with my love bones. Now, if you fire me because I want to be going home, I know my baby's waiting because he's anticipating. I've got to be connected because our love is to be perfected. Because I'm going home to my love bones. And yes, I love you. Yes, I do. Love bones. Yes, that is the Barcode Love Note. That was kind of hot and steamy. What you thinking? What
yes,
you thinking?
Indeed.
And be safe. Yes. One more for the sake of Black History Month, and then we're going to have our closing remarks. This is Black is Beautiful. Black is the velvet, the midnight sky. Black is beautiful, it makes you want to cry. Black is oil, black is cold, black is soil, black is soul. Black is you and me, black is beautiful, don't you see? Black is the onyx, gleaming from the bright. Black is the panther, jungle of the night. Black is feeling something deep. Makes you want to laugh, makes you want to weep. Black is mystery, black is beautiful, don't you see? Black is the sorrow of the morning band, black dream, one thing of the promised land. Baby, don't you cry, free, before you die, listen to me. Black is beautiful, don't you see? Black is beautiful. Nancy Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, those are my barcode love notes. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. This has been a wonderful, wonderful show. The I Got Something to Say radio show, Blog Talk Radio, the D Hour Show Radio. And we're going to go around the room in Anonymous Blue Studios and give our closing remarks. This has been a remarkable show. CK, let's start with you, my love. What you got going on? And what are your remarks as it relates to the show?
Well, I enjoyed tonight's show. Tonight's show was really a celebration in both the life of Whitney Houston as well as like History Month 365. And I really, really was kicking with music. So
that
I
is
appreciate
great, great. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say there's Black History tomorrow for me as well, and I'm going to say why. Tomorrow, not only is it President Lincoln's birthday, it is my mother's birthday.
Oh, happy mama. Happy birthday, Mama CK. happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama CK.
Yes, yes. Go, go. It's your birthday. Mama CK. Hey. You know, black people, we forever making a song out of something, right? Exactly. So we appreciate you each and every week. Boss Man, D. Slate, CEO of the D. Hour Show Radio Network, what you got to say, my lord?
Well, I've got to say that we had an incredible show tonight, and I just want to say that it was a wonderful show, as usual. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the I Got Something to Say radio show, as always. Keep tuning in to the DL Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You just never know what's going to go down on the DL Radio Network. And I just want to say thank you, guys. We had an incredible time. Valentine's Day is coming up. Enjoy your Valentine's Day. Please be safe. Please be cool. And again, if you have a business, if you have a website you want to advertise on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you got to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. You want your music showcased on our show, or you want to be interviewed, dhourshow@gmail.com. Get in contact with us. We will contact you back, and we will definitely get it popping because we the Over Redenbacher Radio. And I just want to say thank you so much because we all got something to say.
I really appreciate that, CK, and I really, really like the way you talk, my lord, D. Slate. And this is Miss Fabulous. This is actually Richie's Betty that's here on behalf of Miss Fabulous on the I've Got Something to Say radio show, Block Talk Radio. I really like the Black History a lot. In London, we really, really celebrate soul music. We got Josh Stone, Michael, George Michael, Boy George, Adele. We've got Sir Elton John. We've got just so many people that have had a British influence. And they really, really got so last night. Elton John sung with Myra Staples. And that was a really, really, I really, really felt something. And I really got to say that the I've Got Something to Say radio show is just miraculous. And we're all over the United States and the United Kingdom. So going to give the phone back to, what is her name? Justice. British Betty. If you ever take my phone like that again, it's going to be you, me, space, and opportunity. I know you're representing the UK, but we're in the US. So with that being said, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed the show, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you each and every week for tuning in. We applaud your effort. If there's anything specifically that you would like to hear, On our show, we make light of a lot of things, but we give you entertainment and we give you information. And for that, we like to say we educate. We educate, we entertain, and we info. And see, you know, you can't beat it, even if you had hands, right? So for everyone who makes contribution, to the people who put in their time for the theme song, for Trina Taylor, my cousin that makes the beats, Marcus, Game Face Boy, to other vocalists, Khadijah High, the studios in Virginia that have allowed for me to come and utilize your services. I applaud you on this evening. Hampton Roads got a lot coming up. We have, Marsha Ambrosius coming to the Aqua on Friday. I'm going to try to catch that show, hosted by Ramonta and Friends. Also, we have Nazi by Nature coming to the Addicts Theater next month. And a couple of other acts, BBD, En Vogue, Casey and JoJo, and a couple of other people. So stay tuned. There's a lot of things that are coming along within the Hampton Roads area by way of entertainment. I'm also have the Poetic Justice Morning Show on Famous Radio each and every Saturday. So make certain you tune into that. But the D-Hour Show is doing their thing. I want to applaud you publicly, CK, for all of your contributions. And I want to definitely applaud the CEO of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Give people their flowers as they're able to breathe, to smell them, and to see them. Don't wait until it's too late. Make sure you tell your loved ones each and every day that you love them, you applaud them, you celebrate them. You don't have to wait for a date to appear on the calendar to tell someone that you love them. Do it and do it now. Do it and do it often. Do it and do it and say it what you mean and mean what you say with feeling, because life is short and so is my real hair. I'll be at the Montego Caribbean tomorrow, man, on Virginia Beach. You know, I'll be hosting the Lyrically Spoken. And Montego, shout out to Randy Nurse, to all my Haitians, Bajans, Jamaicans. You know how we do each and every Tuesday, man. So, without further ado, yes, man. Happy belated birthday to Rastafari and Bob Marley. You know, he's an Aquarius, you know, representing Jamaica. So, with that being said, hope you have an Ari night. Everyone, be safe and don't forget to come back here each and every Monday. Salute and peace. The eyes got something to say. Ratio Show. We are out like 2012, y'all. Good night.
Good night.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show. It's the craziest thing to say.
But you're really cold and mad in the day.
If the eye got something to say. If the eye got something to say, show.
On the show with Miss Fabulous, Stiletto Diva Throwdown, we locking the showdown. Sports talk, here comes D. Slate with sports information to keep you wide awake. And he's always on the move. Mr. Norfolk gonna say something new. On the go with CK. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day. Turn up the radio for the quarter of the day.
One, two, buckle my shoes. Three, four, we're gonna touch the floor.